Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Ken Zoy's Autonomous Zone, and this is the Dog Days of Podcasting 2020. However, the episode that's coming after, immediately after this introduction, is not from the Dog Days of Podcasting. It's actually from the Dog Days of Quarantine from April of this year. I had a couple of episodes that were recorded, and I never completed uploading them, finishing them, and posting them. However, I hate to ruin the sense of continuity. The fact that I had these episodes sitting has been driving me crazy for a while. So I am putting them into the feed with their actual episode numbers, which are in them. And as soon as these are finished, hopefully I'll be in the dog days of four reels. So enjoy these blasts from the past from, I believe, April in both cases. I believe it's two episodes. And we will talk to you in just a couple days in real time. See ya. Thanks. Bye. Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Ken Zoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 257, recorded on Monday, April 6th, 2020, and part of, yes, April 6th, and part of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Dog Days of Quarantine. Jeez, can't get it right. And it's been a pretty good day today. I managed to wait just long enough. I was getting ready to go out and do a run, and then I was going to come in and do this podcast. And I have waited just long enough. I'm on the front porch again. And it is, I figured I would try and... I started hearing thunder in addition to... I checked Dark Sky, and which I'm losing, which is a bummer because I'm on Android. I actually have the Dark Sky app. But as I came out, and you may be able to hear it in the background, I heard thunder, realized this was much closer than I thought, and decided to do my podcast real quick and see what happened. And it looks like it is raining. It is raining. So I'm either not going to run at this moment, or I'm not going to run at all. I'm way terribly behind on my running. I should be using this opportunity to get back into running outside. That's, you know, the past couple of years with the gym membership, I've been mainly running. I got into running on the treadmill, which I used to hate, and now I'm kind of addicted to it. Let's see. Yeah. My cameras are armed, so me sitting out here on the porch, they're repeatedly taking 10-second videos of myself, so I think I turned that off. Oh. So, yeah, I waited long enough that it just depends. I think this is kind of just a little burst shower. Charlotte was talking about it, now I would agree. It'd be nice if it rained pretty hard for even just a few minutes, because as I heard other people talking about as well, the pollen right now is terrible. I mean, I don't really have problems with it. I've finally, in the past few years, gotten a little bit of problems with it, but like today, right now, I can feel it in my eyes practically. It's so gross. So if it could knock this pollen down, that would be great. Otherwise, everything's gone relatively well. Finished the weekend. Once again, I've got a podcast in the hopper, so I'll probably be putting up two today, hopefully, and I'm going to try and get back in the groove of things. I just... other stuff going on, and it's kind of kept me from getting my habit reformed. I've been enjoying it. I am a little behind on podcasts, so I'm catching up because I'm trying to fill them in addition to my regular podcast, which so far is still mostly all going pretty well. And as I've said on a bunch of these, a lot of them are like two and a half hours, so it only takes one or two of those to really slow me up. It was a pretty good weekend. We're just hunkered in like everybody else. Kind of feeling nice that we live as far out as we do, because haven't really been affected yet, but it's it's coming. So just found out, like it happened a few hours ago, but I just found out Charlotte mentioned that Boris Johnson's in the ICU. So it's like, oh, it's crazy. Just thinking about, you know, that's the thing about this sort of thing. It viruses don't care who you are. And, so weird to think what's going to happen. This, you know, it's as stressful as it's been. We're really, you know, getting into the thick of things now. So at where we are, I mean, I realize places like New York have been in it for a while, but, anyway, I guess, you know, that is what it is. My distraction has been Minecraft, and I'm guessing that's coming through because I know I can hear the birds on some of these. So, like I said, I wish it would just do more than thunder and rain really hard for 5 or 10 minutes. My distraction has been Minecraft. I do have other games that I play, but I'm fine. Like, I've had Minecraft since almost the beginning. Maybe a year or so, like 2010, 2011, maybe, but I think it was 2010. But I haven't played in years and years and years, and I've never played it like seriously. But this time I actually sat down, you know, read enough tutorials to figure out, like for real mining versus me just puttering around right beneath my house and going all the way down, you know, to like where you could find the good stuff. So I have mined everything just this past weekend. I now have mined everything except, what is it, obsidian. I mined my first diamond, which was pretty cool, and almost immediately died there. I mined my diamond, went back up to my crafting table, built a diamond pickaxe because I had seen some obsidian at one point, and I've been back down there since then, and I can't figure out where I found it. But I had seen some obsidian, so I built this diamond pickaxe, and luckily I got just enough to build two, because I took it down with me and got greedy and mined a hole above lava. It was just iron too. It wasn't even like, it was super exciting, and fell in, so I died with the pickaxe on me, not even in a crate or anything. So lost it within like 10 minutes at the most of building it. But I built the other one, got that one sheltered away while I'm going around looking for the obsidian. So yeah, I'm actually, you know, doing the stuff, and got a little, at lunch today, got a little farm going. I have berries that, and these berry bushes, even though they're prickly, and so if you just run up and down in them, you could kill yourself. But they don't need light to grow. I may have mentioned this before in an early one as well, but they don't need light to grow, so they grow inside. So I just pick them constantly in the house. I probably really actually don't need the farm, but I heard this chicken and I decided to go get it. So anyway, wow, this is going on, it's moving on time wise and I think it's about to rain pretty hard, so I will stop it there, and I'll probably play that some later this evening, and we'll see what new adventures we have. So hope everyone is staying safe and washing their hands and doing all that good stuff. This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. Podcast is Creative Commons License, Attribution, Share Alike, version 3.0, unported. I don't know why. And we'll talk to you again hopefully tomorrow. See ya. I tell you what, we're going to talk to you again tomorrow. There you go.